You're listening to the Berwick Lodge Student Hour on KC Radio 97.7 FM and at kcradio.com.au.
Welcome to the 97.7 FM Berwick Lodge Student Hour. I am Shani and I am in 6th and this year. I spend a lot of my time out of school dancing at Carly Gross Dances. I dance 3 nights a week. I also really like Katy Perry and I went to her concert last year. It was amazing. I am turning 12 this July. Did you know that I have had a twin sister named Leah and I am so lucky to have the role of the ICT captain this year.
Wow, Shani, I never knew you had a twin sister. Anyways, I'm Ella and I've just turned 12 years old in January. I have two brothers and they are 13 and 3. Like Shani, I spend most of my time dancing. I'm also Katy Perry's number one fan. I'm the performing arts captain this year and I'm so happy about it. I'm obsessed with dancing and I dance for A2D. I've danced for about 9 years now.
We must have a lot in common, Ella, because I really like Katy Perry too.
Yeah, we do.
And I am Zach and I'm 11 years old. I just turned 11 2 weeks ago. I also do Taekwondo. I do Evolution Taekwondo. I've just earned my black belt. The black belt is the best belt you can get. I have won lots of medals and trophies. I've been to Queensland about 3 or 4 times doing competitions.
How long have you done Taekwondo for, Zach?
I've done Taekwondo for about 5 years now.
Well, now it is time to pass on to Philip.
Thank you, Shani. Hello, regulars. I am Philip. I'm 11 years old. I love to play video games all day. And I am really good at them too. I love to work really hard and try my best at school and home. That includes mowing the lawns, hanging the washing, and working hard and trying my best. I have a lot of family members, and I have some cousins that own a farm. Last of all, my favourite movie is Fast and Furious 6.
I love that movie. It is so good. Now I will tell you a little bit about myself. As probably already you know, my name is Brody, and I am 11 years old. I love to play sport such as footy, cricket, and basketball. I play cricket for Berwick Cricket Club and football for Berwick Springs Titans. I also love to spend time with my friends and family. And I also was lucky enough to be chosen to be one of the sport captains at Berwick Lodge Primary School for 2015. Hey Philip, what video games do you like to play?
I like to play Tomb Raider, but I really want Halo.
Oh my gosh, I love the song Halo.
Me too. How about we have a little break and get the listeners to listen to Halo?
Not the song Halo, the game Halo.
Well, too bad.
So I guess this song is called Halo by Beyonce.
And also, stay tuned to hear Shani and Ella's interesting interview with the new grade 2 teacher, Miss Reed.
97.7 FM Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
In just a few seconds, we are going to interview a very special teacher at our school.
She's also a new Grade 2 teacher.
So please welcome Miss Reid to the studio.
Hi Miss Reid. Thank you for giving your time up to let us interview you today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me, girl.
Okay, I think it is time for us to ask you a few questions now. Is this your first teaching job, or have you had other experience teaching? If so, whereabouts?
Yes, this is my first teaching job at a primary school. However, I taught in early childhood, so kinder preschool, for about 8 years, and that was on the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, cool. Have you enjoyed teaching at Berwick Lodge so far?
I have. I've really enjoyed it. Everyone's been so welcoming, the kids, the parents, the teachers, everyone's lovely, so I'm settling in very well, thank you.
If you could teach a specialist class, which one would you teach?
I would definitely pick PE. I love sport, so definitely.
Who inspired you to do teaching?
Inspired? My father is a teacher, so I guess I grew up with him being a teacher and saw what kind of was involved in being a teacher and his passion, and I guess I got that from him too.
Why did you choose to apply at Berwick Lodge?
When I'm applying for jobs, you kind of see the schools that have jobs available, and I go into the schools and I have a look at the community and what they like to do, and it just did look like a really family-orientated community with, they had great values and morals, and yeah, it just looked like a nice place to work for.
What did you major in at university?
My university, actually, the degree that I did for primary education wasn't a major. They let you pick electives every semester, so I got to kind of do a range of things. I did ICT, PE, dance, drama, so it was really good because I got a taste of everything.
Oh, okay.
What are your other interests other than teaching?
Other than teaching, I love hanging out with my friends and my family, love listening to music, dancing, very into my fitness and sport.
It's like the same as us.
Yes.
What is your favourite subject to teach?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I love teaching all subjects, but if I had to pick, I really enjoy teaching science. Yeah, I have a big interest in science.
How old were you when you realised you wanted to be a teacher?
Very little. I was in primary school as well, and I remember I must have been very little because I had lots of teddies and dolls. I used to line them all up and check the roll and teach them, so I couldn't give it the exact age, but very little.
When you were in primary school, who was your favourite teacher and what subject did they teach?
I would have to pick, his name was Mr. Spall, and I think it was just exciting to have most of the teachers, like here, they were females, so it was really exciting to have a male teacher, and he was just fun and used to joke around with us and always have games, fun ways of learning, yeah. So yeah, I liked him.
Thank you so much for coming today.
We have really appreciated you giving up your time to do this interview.
It has been really great having you on our show today.
Thank you so much, girls. It's been my pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, girls, that was a fabulous interview.
I definitely agree.
Me too.
Me three. Oi, that was my line.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Girls, we're on live air.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be bothered listening to you girls fighting. So let's have a song to calm everything down between you girls.
I agree.
Hello.
I'm getting a headache now, girls.
Me too.
This song is called Don't Worry, Be Happy by Guy Sebastian.
I was driving down the 101, singing California Dreaming at the top of my lungs, unaware, not a care, and then he appeared. Thought he was winding down his window just to say hello, but he started cussing at me, saying I'm going too slow. Then he yelled, go to hell and flip me the bird. Yeah, is it really that bad? Really that bad? I don't think it's really that bad. Come on, get with it. If you only think of things that you haven't got, you could have it all and still never have enough. So don't trying hard to get through my list of things to do. What's the use?
That's it. Screw the low carbs. Where's my KFC? Ain't gonna think about the bills or the GFC. Life is short. Live it up, cause we live it once. Oh, is it really that bad? Really that bad? I don't think it's really that bad. Come on, get with it. If you only think of things that you haven't got, you can have it all and still never have enough. So don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy.
And if you're trying to make a move, but you're stuck in mud, underwater and you don't know which way's up, yeah,
don't worry.
Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah, life is short. We only get to live it once. So live and love and give it all you got. Yeah, life is short. We only live it once. So live it up. Yeah, life is short. We only get to live it once. So live and love and give it all you got. Yeah, life is short. We only live it once. So live it up. Yeah, is it really that bad? Yeah, I don't think it's really that bad.
Back to the 97.7 FM KC Radio, Berwick Lodge, Dunawa.
In this segment, we are going to do a little quiz about our school.
So let's get started.
First question, how many grades are there in the school?
This is a tricky one. I'm guessing around 25.
Close, but 21. Good try though. How many computers are there in the computer lab?
Is it 30?
No, sorry Zach.
Is it 31?
Yes, that is correct, Ella. Who is the school principal?
Mr. Grossack, no doubt about it.
Incorrect.
What?
I was just joking, but yes, it is Mr. Grossack. How many specialist classes are there?
I think there's five.
Good job, Brody. There is five specialist classes. They are physical education, visual arts, performing arts, Mandarin, and ICT. What are the three main subjects at school?
Is it literacy, numeracy, and inquiry?
Yes, that's right.
I don't like any of those subjects.
But they're so important to learn.
Why is that?
Because if you want to have a good job and get paid, you need to learn those subjects.
Speaking about jobs, what does everyone want to do when they're older?
I want to be a professional footballer or a professional cricket player.
I would like to drive remote control cars, make and build fast remote control cars, and replace them.
I really want to be a hip-hop dance teacher or a psychologist.
What's a psychologist?
Good question, Zach. A psychologist is someone who gets someone else to talk about their problems or to talk about their emotions.
Wow, that is a good job. I don't know what I want to be yet. I will see what I want to do once I finish high school.
I want to be a cop or a DJ.
Speaking about DJs, what is our next song going to be?
Maybe... How about this is how we do?
Okay, sounds good to me.
So make sure you sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to This Is How We Do by Katy Perry.
week at the Super Week, grabbing tacos, checking out hotties. Now we're talking astrology, getting our nails did all Japanese. Day drinking at the Wildcat, sucking real bad at Mariah Karaoke. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. This is no big deal. This is how we do. Last night's dress. I see you. Yo, this goes out to all you kids that still have their cars at the club valet, and it's Tuesday. Yo, shout out to all you kids buying bottle service with your rent money. Respect. This is how we do. Back. That's right.
This is how we do. This is how we do.
Welcome back to 97.7 FM, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. Now we'll be having an interview with Miss Cooper.
Hello, I'm Taylor.
Hello, I'm Max.
And hi, I'm Rohan.
We are here to interview Miss Cooper, a new teacher that came to our school this year.
Thanks for having me, everyone.
Let's get started. Question one. Why did you choose to become a teacher?
Well, good question. I think I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I love working with children. There's always something exciting and new happening around in primary schools, and every day is different. Nothing's ever the same.
Couldn't you be a kindergarten teacher then?
I could have been, but I like working with older kids as well. Okay. So all sorts of different ages.
That's cool.
I think it's lots of fun when you get to have good conversations with kids as well. So I love being a teacher.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed most about teaching at Berwick Lodge Primary School so far?
I think it's how welcoming everyone is. So from the very first day that I've been here, everyone said hello and good morning, and everybody's just been so friendly. I think it's really important. It makes me really want to come to work every day.
That's good.
And the other thing as well is the beautiful gardens. You have your beautiful community garden and all the grounds here are really beautiful. So I'm very lucky.
Who is someone you admire and why?
Someone I admire is probably my grandmother, most of all. She's very, very optimistic. So she always looks on the bright side and she works really hard. And she's very caring for her family. So I think she's definitely the person I admire most.
That's very nice.
Would you say you're someone like your grandmother as well?
I hope so. Good question. I try to be. So hopefully I can be just as optimistic and hardworking as she is.
What other things do you enjoy when you're not at school?
Oh, outside of school. Things I love most are catching up with my friends and spending time with my family. So I love going out for breakfast or lunches together with my family and friends. Love doing lots of walking and reading. So I love getting lost in a nice book.
What's your favourite book?
Good question. At the moment I'm reading some Paul Jennings to my class, so that's lots of fun. And all of Paul Jennings' books are amazing.
When you were at primary school, what was your favourite subjects and why?
Well, I liked all my subjects. I enjoyed doing all of them. But my favourite would have been anything literacy. So writing, reading, even speaking and listening, I loved them.
Mine's maths.
Maths as well?
Yeah.
And what about you?
Yeah, probably the same.
I love maths.
Maths? So I'm literacy. I love making stories, doing creative writing, and doing lots of reading, as I said before. And then sharing those stories with others as well. It's really important.
If you could be any book character, who would it be and why?
It's a hard question. Who would I be? My first thought is probably Harry Potter, because I would love to go to Hogwarts. I'd love to have a magic wand and do all sorts of magic tricks. But I wouldn't like the evil side of being Harry Potter. So I think I'll have to go with Matilda from Roald Dahl, because she has powers, but there's less evil in that book. So I'll have to stick with that one.
What would you like your students to remember you for?
Lots of different things, I guess. So mostly having a great year. I love my kids to have a great year. I'm hoping that our classroom's a really welcoming place, that they'd like to come every day, and learning lots of new things. So it's very important if you're at school, you're learning lots of new things and having fun doing it. So I'd like them to remember me for having fun, I think.
What are you interested in doing for this year?
Film festival is probably my biggest one at the moment. So I'm a bit nervous about it, have to get everything organised, but I'm really excited to get going with the scripts and things.
We did it last year, it was really fun.
So you think it'll be good fun?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it'll be my year five's first year of doing it, I think.
Yeah.
So it'll be very exciting.
Thank you very much for sharing this information with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Did anyone know that Valentine's Day was last Saturday?
No. Was it?
Yes, it was. Every February the 14th across the world, candy, flowers and gifts are exchanged between people in all of the Saint Valentine.
Did you know on Valentine's Day, 141 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged, making Valentine's Day the second most popular greeting card giving occasion?
I did not know that.
I know who my Valentine was. It was Shani.
She's joking. We made up that thing a long time ago.
I even bought her sherbet sticks as a joke though.
And I made her homemade chocolate.
Why is Valentine's Day so special to people?
Well, that is a good question, Brady.
It is so special because people celebrate their love.
My dad sometimes buys my mum flowers or chocolates, but he didn't buy her anything this year.
My dad buys my mum flowers too.
My mum works Saturdays, so she doesn't really celebrate it. All I do on Valentine's Day is play video games.
Phil, you are very addicted to video games.
I know.
Can you teach me how to play one someday?
Boys, now it is not a good time to talk video games.
Philip, when you get a wife, you won't be spending time on video games on Valentine's Day, will you?
Nah, video games will be so old then.
Yeah, I guess they will.
Back to Valentine's Day subject. Who does everyone admire and why?
I admire my parents because they do so much for me.
I admire my parents too because they are always there for me when I need them.
I admire my older brother because he's a good role model to me.
I admire my Taekwondo teacher, Jodie, because she is smart and she is inspirational to me.
I admire my dad because he has big muscles.
Okay, enough of who we admire.
Now I think it's time for a short break.
What song should it be?
I'm not sure.
How about Chandelier by Sia?
Yep!
Fact of the day, that song was the most popular song in 2014.
Wow, this song is called Chandelier by Sia.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring up my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
Gonna swim from the chandelier, from the chandelier. I'm gonna live like tomorrow.
out now. I gotta run from this. Here comes the shame. Here comes the shame.
One, two, drink. One, two, drink, drink. One, two, drink. One, two, drink, drink. One, two, drink. One, two, drink, drink. Throwing back the lino's gone.
FM Casey Radio is now on the web, www.caseyradio.com.au. Background on the station's history, information about all your favourite Casey Radio programs and presenters, award winners and life members, sponsorship and membership details, and you can listen in to Casey Radio live on the web 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All this and more is right at your fingertips, so log on today, www.caseyradio.com.au. 97.7 FM Casey Radio, the sound of the southeast.
Welcome back to 97.7 FM Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
Have you guys ever heard of cyberbullying?
What? What is it?
Cyberbullying is where you are online and someone is being nasty to you.
What are they doing to be nasty?
They are name-calling, teasing and threatening.
Hey guys, I've heard this word a few times and I have always wanted to know what it means. So what does bystander mean?
Good question, Shani. A bystander is someone who watches a fight happen and doesn't do anything about it.
Wow, I never knew that. They must just be as bad as the bully then.
Yeah, they are. Because they witness it and they don't do anything, so the bully thinks they can keep on going on with it if they think no one saw it.
Exactly right, Philip. Guys, did you know that there is 4 different types of bullying?
Yeah, isn't there verbal bullying, physical bullying, and I can't think of the rest.
Don't forget cyberbullying.
There's also relational aggression.
What's relational aggression?
Relational aggression is where someone picks on you about your race or religion.
That is like the worst type of bullying.
Physical bullying is bad too, because you can really hurt yourself, but at least I know I can defend myself because I know Taekwondo.
Hey guys, what is a good bystander?
A good bystander is someone that sees bullying happening and they tell someone about it.
Did you guys know there is a number you can call if you're having trouble with friends or if you're getting bullied?
Yeah, isn't it the Kids Helpline?
What is the number, Shani?
The number is 1800 55 1800.
Now I know who to call when my older brother bullies me.
Uh-huh. Does anyone know what is the most common type of bullying is?
I just googled that today. It is between cyberbullying and schoolyard bullying.
Well, Ella, I've just realised that schoolyard bullying is another type of bullying.
Oh yeah, it is too.
Schoolyard bullying is very common. It happens at just about every school.
What is schoolyard bullying, Ella?
Schoolyard bullying is kids who bully at each other at school.
Schools are trying to stop school bullying.
Yeah, that's right.
But people aren't getting their maths message and keep on bullying.
Have you guys ever heard of the song Stand Strong?
Yeah, isn't it by 5T from last year?
Yep.
It is a really good song.
I listen to that all the time.
If everyone likes the song, how about we play it?
Great idea, Brody.
Well, now let's listen to Stand Strong by 5T before our goodbyes.
When I'm feeling low, this is my strong song. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong.
Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong. When I'm feeling low, this is my strong song. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong.
Hey, I'm a grade 5 child, and since birth I've struggled to smile. I've been getting picked on, bullied, hurt, I feel like I'm gone. I won't listen to them, 'cause I can sparkle like a gem.
Hey, school ain't that easy, got no friends, it makes me queasy. I've got nowhere to go, hurting inside, nobody knows. We all have a purpose. I'm a good friend, I won't be nervous.
Be a strong family. It can't always happen, but I'll move on and I'll be rapping.
I struggle with my work, I don't get maths, my teacher smirks. My reading doesn't make sense, spelling and writing makes me tense. I'll be trying my best, and I won't think about.
Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong. When I'm feeling low, this is my strong song. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I will stand strong.
I feel sad, don't know why, don't wanna chat. I feel shy, feel like I'm in my own world. Shut up, feeling like a pearl. The sky looks bright with you. Can be a new person,
all brand new.
Stop, I don't need to wait. Tomorrow is here, that's just great. Hey, 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 we're all here to play. Let's not wait, today is the day.
Yeah! Today is a new day. Today I will stand strong. Today is a new day. Today I will stand strong. When I'm feeling low, this is my strong song. Today is a new day. Today I will stand strong. Today is a new day. Today I will stand strong. Today is a new day. Today I will stand strong. When I'm feeling low, this is my strong song.
Now we have a little story for you, written by Mr. Grossack and read by a lovely voice.
Darby Dingo by Henry Grossack. The night was dark when I heard that bark, and it seemed to me, though I couldn't see, that Darby Dingo was on the prowl, just judging by that awful howl. He would sneak up to our pen and try to catch a sleeping hen. But on this night the rooster, bold and brave, decided that his hens he would try to save. So down he flew with a very loud squawk and landed on Darby like a giant hawk. Well, Darby got a terrible fright and with a howl was in full flight until that rooster was out of sight. But it wasn't long before Darby returned, having forgotten the lesson that he'd just learned. He managed to pass that fearsome rooster and sneak right up to a snoozing hen when suddenly in jumped Bulldog Ben. Bulldog Ben then bit Darby's tail. Ouch! It made him wail and wail, until somehow he broke quite free, and for his life he chose to flee. Now Darby kept away from the pen, for he couldn't forget that ferocious Ben. Instead, he thought that lambs were better prey, wandering in the paddocks and eating hay. He licked his chops while he made a plan to catch a juicy little lamb. He watched those lambs looking ever so plump. Yes, they looked so plump from behind a clump that it made his heart go thump, thump, thump. He could wait no more, so he made his dash. But alas, he landed with a crash. A mother ewe with her horns had charged and had left a bruise that was ever so large. This angry ewe had scared Darby again, that he ran away to hide in his den. He feared that awesome angry sheep, and for many a day from his den wouldn't creep. But soon his hunger began to hurt, so again for food Darby had to search. He finally saw a big white cat that licked its leg while on a log it sat. He crawled and crawled up to the cat, for all the time it looked quite fat, and he was just about to make his catch when all of a sudden the cat did scratch. They had a fight, and the cat then bit poor Darby's nose, which made him quit. Darby Dingo turned to run and flee, but only bumped into a tree, and then he couldn't even see. He felt quite sick and sore and sad, with his hunger getting ever so bad. He finally caught a juicy rat that didn't fight back like that angry cat. With the rat in his tummy, Darby could smile and was after those sheep in a very short while. But the farmer was coming along with his gun to spoil all Darby Dingo's fun. Well, Darby saw the farmer coming, so very quickly he was running away, away into the night, until that deadly gun was out of sight. Next day he went and found a creek, and for some food he began to seek, when all of a sudden he saw a crab. So he made a quick and snappy grab. But the crab used its very, very strong claws to catch one of Darby's paws and held him tight with all its might. Darby Dingo howled all night. The crab had given him an awful fright. Darby went on searching for food everywhere. The best he could do was to see a hare. Poor Darby Dingo got very little to eat, though he travelled afar and had aching feet. He was scared of sheep and hated cats. He disliked the hens locked up in their pens. While crabs in the creek were far too strong, everyone made all his plans go wrong. He played alone on the river flats, and there he caught some rabbits, mice and rats. At last he was a happy dingo. Life was so like winning bingo.
Do you have an interest in radio, music or the media industry? Think that you'd like to become involved as a possible career path, or just as a hobby and meet some new friends with similar interests? Then KC Radio membership could be just what you're looking for. As a member, you can have your say in your very own community station, gain experience in a variety of different media activities, and even present your very own program on air. Interested? Then why not call 599-6977 and inquire about KC Radio membership today, or visit www.kcradio.com.au and download the membership form. 97.7 FM KC Radio, the sound of the Southeast.
Join Tommy Carter each Thursday morning around 9 o'clock for the St John of God Hospital Hour. Phone the station for that special cheerio on 599-66977 or a special song request. Don't forget, join Tommy Carter each Thursday morning at 9 for the St John of God Hospital Show.
Hey guys, that was a really good book. Do you think our principal wrote it?
Yeah, same. It has also got a lot of rhyming words.
It was very poetic.
I definitely agree, Phil. I love the book.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the book too. But now I think it's time for another song. This one's for you, Mrs. Naismith, because we all know you love the music in this song. So here is Hey Soul Sister by Train. Puppet show that came to our school yesterday.
That's a great idea, Zach.
I will tell you our listeners, okay? So yesterday the Camp Quality Puppet Show came to perform a very special show to all of our students.
The show was designed to help us understand how people can be affected by cancer.
Did everyone like the Camp Quality Puppet Show yesterday?
Yes, I did, Sharni. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really good as well.
I found it very interesting, learning about cancer.
Hey Phil, what is cancer?
Cancer is a sickness that grows either in your blood, lungs, and many other places.
The girl Kylie in the puppet show was diagnosed with leukemia, which is cancer in your bloodstream.
Shani, how do you get rid of cancer?
Well, depending on what type of cancer you get, you can take a different treatment. You can have chemotherapy, radiology, or surgery.
Whoa.
Guys, wasn't this supposed to be about the puppet show?
Yeah, it was.
What was everyone's favourite part?
Mine was when Kylie's friend was dancing. A favourite dance move of hers was when she did the water slide.
I liked it when they got the volunteers up to kill the cancer.
That was my favourite part too.
My favourite part was when Kylie got Mr. Pryor up to dance to defeat the cancer.
I found it funny when Dean dressed up as the guru. That was my favourite bit by far.
I found it very sad when Dean was telling Kylie that his mum had cancer.
Yeah, it was.
I wish the Camp Cloudy puppet show could come to high school, but the older kids will think it's for little kids.
Yeah, but the show is actually quite funny.
I like it how they make learning fun.
So do I, because I learn things through a fun way, not just a straight out.
It is better than doing it on the worksheet.
Definitely.
So guys, what did we learn from the show?
I learned that different people have different side effects to chemotherapy. Some people lose their hair and eyebrows, feel sick or really tired.
I learned that if someone has cancer, you should always put a smile on their dial.
I learned that cancer stays in your system after you've had it.
I learned that cancer is not contagious.
Last of all, I learned that cancer cells clump together to form tumours.
They are all such good things that we learn.
I am so thirsty from all this talking.
Yeah, same. I think we should have a little song break. Who's in?
Me!
How about we listen to Happy by Pharrell Williams?
Sounds good to me.
It was. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy.
lot, Shani.
This is the end of our radio show, so we better say our goodbyes. On the behalf of myself and the rest of the group, we hope you enjoyed the show and learned a little bit about us.
Goodbye, Radio Dwellers.
See you later, listeners.
Later, folks. Have an awesome day. Peace out.
Bye, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our show.
So sit back and relax and enjoy this song called Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Nice to meet you. Where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. This one ends, grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too. Your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Your name.
Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.